Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jim and
Kim. Yeah.
Communicate and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care,
share, love. Well, good evening out there. Guess what? It is Find It Out Friday. And on this Friday, we're going to find out why it is important on getting involved, involved in your community, involved in things that are going on. We're going to have a gentleman come on and let us know the importance of that. But before we get started, I just want to say I hope you guys had a wonderful week. I know I had a wonderful week. And we're going to move out and have a wonderful weekend and get ready for the next. But before we go, you know, it all comes down to you. I hope you won't rely on others or wait for them to do something. It is not up to them. You have to have a strong sense of responsibility that you can stand up to the fearless storms confidently, proclaiming, "I'll do it. Just watch me." Please, please confront reality. Look it squarely in the face, and with the guts and wisdom and strength, challenge everything that lies ahead of you. You know, we believe in moving forward here. We have a motto, you know, never give up or end to your negativity. Never give up on your dreams. Never retreat. Pounce and proceed as fearless as that mighty lion with a bright smiling face on. We have a gentleman that's coming on with us today that is a phenomenal president of a wonderful club. I'm going to let him give you the information of why it is important to get involved and a little bit about what they do and a little bit about what we all should do here. But before we get going, I'll play a little bit of this just to relax you down.
Oh, I
People, you know, we don't get political, but we're all political. You have to get political. It doesn't matter about the red party, the blue party, the green party, or the orange party. You have to make sure that you connect with the people's party. And this gentleman that's coming on with us this evening is going to tell you why you should get involved. Hans Johnson, president of the East Area Progressive Democratic Club. Are you with us this evening? The Karen
I am
here
with
waking
you.
Up?
I am with you, Linda. I am with you and the listeners tonight. It's a pleasure to be with you and to come back on and talk about the week in politics, but also the progress that we have to make ahead in this week and this spring. It's an incredible new day that we earned with our votes in the last election, and now it's our chance to capitalize on some of those new opportunities and hold accountable some of the people who were shielded by the obstruction of the past 4 years and who, in some cases, participated in some of the setbacks and the crises that worsened over the last 4 years.
Yes. Well, I am so glad that you have taken out time, because I know it's a lot going on. Convention is happening, and for you to come on, I'm going to extend my appreciation to you and my gratitude, and I'm going to be quiet over here. I just want you to tell us what we need to know, Hans Johnson.
Well, thank you, Linda. I'm president of the East Area Progressive Democrats, which is the largest Democratic club in Los Angeles County and in California. We have about 1,100 members, and we are just in the midst of our 2021 membership push, so I'm hoping that you and all of your friends and listeners who are inclined to support grassroots democracy and change making from the community upward will join us in the work that we do. Four major gears of activism that are key to making our club go, which is community organizing, including voter registration at the local and neighborhood level, issue advocacy and coalition, like our work to pass the nation's strongest net neutrality act against efforts to derail it by some local lawmakers who were trying to cash in with big telecom. We held them accountable. We got that bill restored. And as you may have seen just last week, a judge cleared the California Net Neutrality Act to take effect after 2 years of suspension. And like we did with passing the nation's first statewide ban on throwaway plastic bags 5 years ago and getting it secured on the ballot against two efforts to take it away. We continue to work very hard on lots of legislation. I'll get into that in just a bit. Third gear of our organizing is earned media, getting the word out through local press and blogs and fact-based news to engage bystanders and to help informed votes so that people can vote complete ballots in elections. That doesn't happen unless we get the word out and help shape news that people can use to guide their own decision-making. And finally, we help recruit diverse Democrats at the grassroots level to step up and serve and be leaders in the Democratic Party structure. I know you have experience doing that in your own district, and we've recruited dozens of people over the last 5 years to be part of the county and the state Democratic Party structures to learn those structures and ways that they can make a difference, but also to help build support for whatever next steps they might want to have as candidates or as community-based leaders. So those are the four gears that we keep turning. They inform each other, and they are the engine at the core of our club.
And an excellent club it is, because they have an excellent leader, and I'm so proud to be a part of that. And as you say, I can vouch for that recruiting because, yes, you know how to recruit and make people stretch like a rubber band. And I ran for years. But when Hans Johnson gets hold to you and starts showing you the process, and I'm finding out that I'm loving it. Because it's a good involvement, and not only that, I get an opportunity to find out the need from the people, because it puts you in an arena where you have to have dialogue. We say we have to use, you know, that number six chakra, that's that throat chakra, that's that communication chakra. But dealing with the EAPD, I keep mine well-oiled, okay? It's in balance. And I'm going to contribute that to you. I kind of pulled back a little bit, but not really, because I found that persons that were running the special election that they just had for Holly Mitchell's seat, I had an associate that was on that ticket. And I've known her a while, and she's on the other side, but she called me, and I kept encouraging her. But she's, you know, I want you to meet her, because I know once she meets you, it's going to be a definite flip. I already know it. And that's what I'm making
cool.
on you. You're going to love her. And I told her, it's so great to talk to you, because I like to hear both sides of everything. You know, I've had some callers send questions, Hans, and they ask the question, can you explain the difference? You know, they hear all of this terminology. They show an interest there. You talk about the moderates. You talk about the conservatives, and then you talk about the progressive. What is the difference in the three? If you could just give us that briefly, is that okay?
Well, that's a good question. I want to make sure that I get a chance to ask you a question, because I want to find out about how your access to vaccination is going, and whether you are helping overcome some of the problems of vaccine inequity that we're facing here in Los Angeles County. And so I look forward to finding out any progress you've made, not only in getting it, but helping others to get it too.
Yes, I've just picked up another website because information comes in from different ways. So you have to read. A lot of people don't take out time. And I listen to different stations, and I just acquired a website tonight, maybe about 30 minutes ago, that once I go down, I'm going to work it to see how it operates. And this is called a vaccine locator. And it's going through. So it's I found that it was so difficult for people to get in, for people to get located. I've worked on mine. I had the opportunity of having Barbara Farrar walk right in front of my car, and I told her to bring her angel wings on over, and I asked her a few questions.
Well, I want you to know something. I will volunteer, because we do have these barriers. I will volunteer to take you to any vaccination site if it helps for you to get a ride, because I know that many sites are still vehicle dependent, and
yes.
if you need any help doing that, I'd be honored to help take you.
Well, that's
to
good
get,
to know, because
first,
I have a few
vaccine.
People, yeah, that can't get around. I've been talking to Uber. I know that they're offering them in certain areas. But, you know, I like to run the logistics, and what I'm interested in is connecting into those mobile units that are moving around. And when I spoke with her and I gave her my card and I told her to contact me, if I don't hear from her by Wednesday, I'll be contacting her, because the logistics is very important when you're moving those mobile units. So you got them out there. You have them moving, but where are they moving? What time are they moving? And is it convenient? You know, for the persons in the community, because each community moves a different way. So definitely, you know, I got my nose to the grind on that. I'm asking questions. I have a little joke going on. You know, it's so hard to find them. I say, well, just go in there, and when you have to sign up, just say you whatever, and see what happens. It's a lot of games. You know, it's a lot of games being played.
I understand. Some
systems have people sign up, and they have all the data, and then it kicks it out. So they have to go back and recall and re-register.
Yep.
It's just a lot going on. But, you know, we find a way to get through it. But my main focus is on logistics, and like you said, those rides is important. and to make sure I was out at one site, and I made the question. I said, you know, I don't see a lot of black and brown people out here. I see all these high-end cars.
Right.
What is this? You know me, Hans. I'm just going to ask
right.
you. And that created the conversation to get the information or get the numbers. So I listen out. I just found one site tonight. I'm going to work it and see how complicated it is for persons to get in. And then once I put the call out or if I need to give directions or information, I'll know how to do it. But you know I'm on it because I
Good.
Have no other
Good.
Choice. I'm EAPD.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy to help. Getting back to your question about Democrats, I guess the simple summary is that progressive Democrats stand for a series of justice-related concerns and a method of advocacy and activism from the ground up,
okay.
which is intent not just on achieving particular policy goals, whether that's protecting public schools, whether that's advancing civil rights, whether it's environmental justice and climate survival, or whether it's racial justice and accountability for policing and economic equity, and healthcare for all. I would say those five or six concerns are core for progressive Democrats and certainly are at the core of our club. But it's not just about the policy goals. It's not just about the common values. It's about the virtue of grassroots change making through systematic organizing of people from the community upward to accomplish goals and to be open and transparent in governance and to have a process of self-government and of democracy that is open and accountable to people. The one thing that I like to emphasize about progressive Democrats, it's not just about the what, it's about the how. And
yeah.
in some ways, it's also about the who, that it's ordinary people feeling a stake and a say in their own democracy and making honest government work. Corporate Democrats, well, you know, moderate or middle-of-the-road Democrats, you often get people who have some commitment to equity, but not necessarily to a game plan for getting there. And so oftentimes you will have people who may identify as moderate to conservative Democrats, as we were seeing in some of the debates in the new Senate just now. Today we had a vote to strip the minimum wage provisions out of the COVID relief package, and you saw eight Democrats vote with Republicans to do that. Now, for a variety of reasons, and I'm not here to cast aspersions on any of them, but I think it is indicative that there are some Democrats who maybe are prone to compromise and perhaps are swayed by business arguments that
okay.
Perhaps aren't based on the strongest evidence about the needs of grassroots people or the long-term economic benefits that may come from grassroots stimulus packages like this one, but are more concerned perhaps about such arguments as to deficit impact or to the deterrent effect of long-term wage stabilization or relief efforts or relief checks aimed at a broader base of people. That's all to say that progressive Democrats really have a much stronger claim on the Democratic Party, but you have a lot of Democrats who might be more moderate on one issue or another and who may be more attuned to compromise to accomplish some other aim. So that's a rough take on it. Here in California, our legislative caucus in Sacramento, this is a very bright line between what you might call progressives and moderates, and there actually is something of a moderate caucus amongst the Democrats, filled with a lot of Central Valley Democrats and inland Democrats, that's a more meaningful distinction in a much more Democratic state or Democratic legislature like ours in Sacramento than it is in the Congress. One thing that's really worth noting is that something that's changed over the last 5 years, and especially over the last 10 years, is that hangers-on what you might used to call moderate or conservative Democrats really have gone away in large part. You don't see as many moderate to conservative Democratic members of the House caucus or of the Senate caucus as you did just 5 or 10 years ago. And there are still gradations, there are still differences of opinion, there are still disagreements that happen, as did just this week on a major bill around voting rights and guaranteeing reapportionment that's done honestly instead of through gerrymandering, and voting rights protections so that people can vote without impediments and voter suppression. The For the People Act, H.R. 1, which passed the House. There were some serious disagreements about public financing and other provisions of that bill. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi kept the Democratic caucus together and got that legislation through, just as she did the George Floyd Policing Act, which also passed this week by very similar margins, only by about 10 votes. She kept the Democratic caucus together. And it's really admirable, the consolidation and the unity that the Democratic caucus is showing, especially in the House, I think also in the Senate, but you know, we're seeing some more lively debates over there because every little gradation is put in clear focus with the 50-50 division in the Senate. But I really want to call out the fact that Nancy Pelosi is doing a great job of managing a caucus and of marshaling a legislative agenda that is remarkably progressive, just incredibly important legislation, the Equality Act, to protect LGBT rights and to safeguard trans people from violence, discrimination, and ostracism, which has gone on and intensified in some ways through the Trump years. That legislation was passed as well just this week. So remarkable victories, and I look forward to seeing some of these bills now actually seriously considered and passed by the Senate and perhaps made part of future must-pass legislation like the Defense Appropriations Act or other bills that are highly urgent and where the Republican stonewalling may not be able to work.
Right. Well, you know, I am so glad that, you know, it's like it's so important that, like I put on the title of the show, get involved. And it's so important that persons get involved. I mean, five years ago, these words that you were slanging around, I wouldn't have knew what you were talking about. But because I am EAPD and I'm forced to open up my ears, and when I hear something, it makes me sit back and say, oh, well, I can talk with Hans about that. Or when he mentions that, I'll know what he's speaking of. Because it forces me to research. It forces me to ask questions. It forces me to get into the community to do. Now, you have to be tough-skinned stepping out there either way you go, but that's in anything you do in life. But I'd rather be I'd rather put on my knee boots for the people, you know, and get out there
and you look mighty stylish when you put those knee boots on, Linda. You look mighty stylish.
Oh, well, thank you, Hans Johnson. Thank you, thank you, thank you. With that big, beautiful smile on my face, you know, it's like keep moving forward like the fierce lion smiling with that beauty, but keep moving forward. So what would you tell? Can you give us information? We're dealing the membership. Can you let us know how one can find out more information if they're coming in with membership to find out what we do and how we welcome them in?
Happily, yes. You can find us online at eapd.la. It's the simplest website around. eapd.la is our website, and you can join right there at the Become a Member as low as $10 a year for limited income or economic hardship rates, $25 for individual and $40 for a household. And we have a number of campaigns going on right now, one of which is around vaccine equity. We really got in early in the effort to ensure that Black, Brown, and immigrant Angelenos had access to the vaccine, including through mobile in-home vaccination access, building on our work to get mobile in-home testing so that people didn't have to have a vehicle in order to access COVID services, whether it was testing or now vaccination. And some of our work was featured in a wonderful article in the Boulevard Sentinel here recently, and we are very much involved in a coalition called Commit, led by a neighbor of yours in Koreatown, Ernie Powell, who has marshaled the coalition to gain support by the Board of Supervisors for mobile in-home testing and to ramp up access to the mobile in-home vaccination and ramping up access to the vaccine by people who aren't driving, especially seniors. So we're very pleased by some of that progress. And I also just want to call out one important piece of legislation that we prioritize. Many Angelenos are frustrated by the unaccountable and rogue sheriff that we have here, and Sheriff Villanueva. He was very, very deceptive in his announcements about his pain and what he stood for. And when he got in office, he really did a bait and switch. And many Democrats in particular are frustrated and in some cases furious at the violations of civil liberties and the violation of civilian oversight that he continues to perpetrate in his role as sheriff. So we are trying to get a wider pool of candidates to be eligible to run for sheriff here in California. Many people may not know that there is a law that blocks anyone without 3 years' experience as a sworn officer from even appearing on the ballot as a candidate for sheriff anywhere in California. That screens down the people who can run for sheriff to folks who are part of the old boys network and who are already subject to the kinds of threats and retaliation against people who step out of line within law enforcement. So if we can get that law taken away through SB 271 is the law this year to take away that barrier, that artificial intrusion into who can run for sheriff. We think that that will help expand the pool of people and perhaps yield a really honorable progressive Democrat who might run for sheriff here in LA County and earn that title and replace this disastrous rogue sheriff who has thumbed his nose with sexist and really ugly rhetoric aimed at our Board of Supervisors, including the chair, Hilda Solis. We hope that we can get a sheriff who respects the role of public safety and respects civilian oversight and the rule of law, and will do a better job of getting body cameras uniformly onto sheriffs and not let off sheriffs who engage in shootings and other despicable behavior while on duty. So that's what we're hoping to do. SB 271 is a vehicle to expand the pool and get a better candidate on our ballots for sheriff in June of 2022.
Well, you know, Hans Johnson, I know that once you get your teeth into something and you get a plan out there, if it's some dust hiding up under that rug, forget it. That rug is going to be flipped back and taken care of. And that's why I love, remember when you met me, I was running, oh, I don't want to do that. But when I found out about the social justice and what the organization really does and who it's for, you know, and the advocacy for the ground up, the and health care and the virtues of the systematic organization and making people open and accountable. They have to be open and accountable. They have to be transparent. This club is the club that can do it. So I'm going to repeat the website again. That's EAPB.LA. Go in, join, become a member. You cannot go wrong. Hans, I'd like to ask you something. I'm going to put you on the spot. You know, I like to do that. Can you come and talk to us at least once a month to keep us updated with what's going on?
Sure, I can. Yes.
Okay.
I can't guarantee I can make this time slot. But, yes, I can definitely make a commitment once a month to join you.
And we're
going
to call you.
It's a joy to talk with you.
It is a pleasure. We're going to call your segment Get Involved, and I will talk with you. I'll send you something and let you know why it was set up like that, but we'll have to do that personally because you know how we owls are. We are aware. But Hans Johnson, with president of the EAPD, that's the East Area Progressive Democrats, that they get the job done. I am so glad that you came to care and share with us. We love you, Hans. Please, please have a great evening and get me busy. You know I got 4 suits hanging up here. I'm ready.
I love
I'm
hearing
ready,
that Texas twang, and you know I will, Linda. You know I will.
All right, Hans. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and have a lovely evening, and hello to the families and the babies.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Dance. see you move. Come on, come on, come on.
Miyoshi, what's up, came on with us tonight. She was coming on last night, but we switched that around. And Miyoshi's going to tell us about perfect timing. Everything she does is perfect timing, no matter when it comes, how it comes. Miyoshi, hello, hello. Are you with us? We're waking up with Linda McShann.
Yes, I am. Happy Friday, everyone. Hey, Wisdom, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? How are you feeling? I am so glad that you can come on and give us this information. This week has been very crazy, but I see that beautiful smile in your voice, okay? And
oh,
welcome
yeah.
in.
You know I'm over here cheesing from ear to ear. I'm so happy to be here. Happy Friday. Yes, our topic tonight is perfect timing, and what better day than to pick Friday? And then I never spoke on the show on Friday, so this is exciting.
Okay.
I believe I chose this topic because of everything that's going on, I can say, personally in my life. You know, I always point the finger back to me, as usual, because I can only talk about me. But just like watching the Chronicles and the segment of life just happening, I was at my manicurist's house, and she had mentioned watching your own movie.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, why don't you just sit back and just watch your own movie, you know, unfold right in front of your eyes. And I thought about that today, like, won't you just stop trying to be in control of everything and stop putting so much emphasis on this area and emphasis on this area and just know that everything's going to work out for you? So just live and just watch your own movie unfold right in front of your eyes. And I believe that's like perfect timing. We always think it has to be done in this timing, in this area, in this chronological way, and it really doesn't. You know what I mean? It's going to fall right where it's supposed to, like a puzzle.
Because it's already designed. It's
right.
already there.
Right.
Like you said, it's already there. So, yeah, perfect. Okay, I got you. So, no, don't, what I'm hearing and what you're saying is don't be, in a way, I take that keeping up with the Joneses, you know, because same thing when you're dealing with parents and children. I used to talk to parents all the time when I was keeping the little one.
Right.
And they would say, well, you know, I don't know why he's not potty trained because his cousin is the same age and he's potty trained. Two different individuals, okay? You cannot
right.
compare
right.
him with him. It's not the right timing. They say, well, the baby, he got to be potty trained. I say, we don't do potty training. We do potty friendly. Well, what do you mean by that? I said, when that baby decides to make friends with that pot, they'll go over there. Okay? So we don't claim potty training. We paying Clyde potty friendly. Because
right,
each person
right.
is different. And the same thing with controlling. It's good to just sit back sometime. I love to get up and not have a schedule. You know, when you're doing stuff, you got a schedule. Your Wednesday, you got to get up, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. I'll make those lists, but sometimes I just throw that list on the table and just do
right.
what I want to do. And I get
you
to it tomorrow.
You have to.
You know, because, yeah, I mean, it's going to be something else. You don't put off stuff. But you also have to understand that's going to get done anyway, no matter who comes at it, no matter what gets blocked, no matter what anybody tries to do. It's going to get done. And if you have that, so when you say perfect timing about control, a person that wants to control everything, sit back and just look at a movie, huh? Is that what you're telling us? What's up?
Yep. just sit back and watch an old movie unfold right in front of your eyes. Just sit back and watch it. Just sit back and not even worry, not even stress, not even get mad. Just sit back and just do what you need to do.
To just relax down. And it's very important,
especially right now, because you need your peace of mind to be in balance. So don't even take nothing personal. Do what you need to do that's within your control and stop trying to control everything that you cannot do. And just know that everything's going to work out, because whatever you have, whatever, when you have that mindset and a positive mindset and continue to try to, you know, stay focused on your goals and your intentions in life and not allowing the distractions around you, you know, but continue to go forward.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can't do nothing but have you progress and succeed in life, in whatever you're trying to do. You know what I mean? So that's what perfect timing is. And what such a timing is a timing like this. You know what I mean?
Wow. I like that. Like I said, but when you say perfect, when I hear the word perfect, I always go back to that movie, Perfect Storm. You know how that all came about and then setting up. And it's so into, there's a gentleman, and I think I've mentioned the book to you again, Don Miguel Ruiz has this book. He did The Five Secrets, but he has another book out called The Mastery of Self. And it is such an interesting concept. I mean, it's a concept that, you know, he just words it differently. And when you say don't try to take control or understand the balance, he talks about the parasite and the ally, right? And when we're going through whatever we're going through, we have, because both of them set off an emotion. But if you can recognize them, okay, we can recognize them, like sit back and look at the old movie and be able to recognize them, then you can ask yourself, who's controlling me? Is it that parasite or is it that ally? And I kind of like that concept, because everything you and I know, as you always speak, what's up is coming from within, and everything is from within, and we have abundance of everything that we need. And I think the word perfect timing means a lot. Because sometimes we try to rush that. We already have it. It's already here. It's already done. But if you're moving around so much, and if you're trying to keep up and keep up with the Joneses or the Smiths or whoever, or worried about how a person is going to, what they're going to say or what they're going to do, and not continuing to tell yourself, I will do it, just watch me. Because when you tell yourself, I will do it, just watch me, you really are not focusing in on anything but what you have to do. All through school, you know, going back, you know, going for that higher academics, that's some hard stuff. And especially when you're not 22. I had a daily affirmation. And that affirmation was continue to complete. Okay, because I already knew that it's already time. It's the perfect time for everything. If you set your goals and desires on what you have to do, nothing can get off in there. You might get knocked off the highway for a minute, but keep remembering you don't need four tires to roll on that car. That car can roll on two tires if two of them get shot out or whatever. You know, can you still keep rolling? And that's I find that that's the biggest challenge. With most people, you know, they we all going through this crap. So Stephanie talked about the chakras. You're talking about balance. The chakras is what balance you. When you understand your chakras and you understand that perfect timing, you know when everything is aligned. You know, it's all about balance. It's all about balance.
That is why I picked tonight's topic. You know, I hope it, you know, spoke life and give somebody a little hope and a little, you know, more pep in a step on this Good Friday, you know, in this new month, new opportunities, new beginnings, you know, just new abundance. So I'm excited about this month. I'm excited about this new season. You know, the year is, you know, continue to, you know, moving forward. Everything is changing on a daily. So I just want to continue to encourage everyone to keep moving forward, not looking behind, and continue to know that everything's working out in their favor. So to all my women, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke. Everyone, peace and blessings.
Miss Miyoshi, what's up? We love you. Thank you so much for coming on and caring and sharing with us this evening. And keep it in mind, Miyoshi, what's up? Say, perfect timing. It's already there. Just sit back and watch an old movie. We love you, Miyoshi. Have a wonderful weekend, and thank you. Difficulties. We're back with Karen and Sharon, waking up with Linda Mack Sharon. We had Hans Johnson, president of the East Area Progressive Democrats, on with us, and he was giving us some information. And I asked him to come back and kind of like give us some education once a month. You know, this is, we don't do political. We are about the people. So I think if the people need to know, we're going to bring it to you. And we're going to bring it to you the right way, because we are about unity. And we believe that unity without harmony creates no peace. And unification with action creates victories. And you want to connect in. You want to get involved with a group, an organization that's out there, that's not just putting the name on the paper, that's actually out there taking action, that's encouraging, that's empowering, that's uplifting. Okay, it's not about the me. It never has been about the me. It's about the us. So you're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mack Sharon. We're going to take it down, give you a little bit of in crowd. Love you. It is Find It Out Friday.
Breaking. share with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate